$1,000 top-of-the-line Ford Explorer Limited Edition? Those are good questions. They deserve better answers. They demand more full and complete explanations than they have received up until now in countless column inches of articles and seemingly endless hours of airtime. This is the only book that will tell the full story. My name is Carl Martin, and I am Ed Martin's son. The Wolverines had a home basketball game against Indiana that afternoon, and I planned to attend. But on the other end of the phone line was my father. He asked if I had heard what happened about the overnight accident. There was concern in his voice for the players. But for himself, there was neither panic nor dismay. Neither of us had to say the words, but we both knew the role that my father had in the events leading up to the rollover. And more, because Ed Martin had played an active part in the lives of Mo Taylor, Robert Traylor, and the other players at Michigan, he soon would be part of an investigation. We knew that from that day forward, things were going to be different. Just how different, we could never have foreseen. Carl Martin, April 2018.
Chapter 1, Boxing Out. The thing I remember most about that February morning in 2003, in fact, the only vivid memory I still have of that day after all these years, is sitting in the front row of the church, the row reserved for the immediate family, just staring straight ahead at the casket. There was bright sun and freezing cold outside in Detroit that day, and inside Greater New Mount Moriah Missionary Baptist Church, there was a constant hum behind me of movement and emotion. People tell me there were white orchids and pink carnations that seemed to cover the entire expanse of the pulpit, but I couldn't hear or see anything else. Nothing else mattered. I could not stop looking at that box that held my father, Ed Martin. Eddie Lewis Martin. Fast Eddie. Uncle Ed. Big Money Ed. What name you knew him by depended on which of his many social and business circles you knew him from. He was an electrician for Ford Motor Company more than 30 years ago, long since retired. He was the numbers man, head of a sprawling, illegal gambling empire on the streets of Detroit, using Ford plants as his base of operations. He was a man about town who enjoyed being the life of the party, seeing and being seen wherever the big event was happening. Always dressed to the hilt. He was a benefactor, a kind of Robin Hood of the hood, an admirer of talent who gave away hundreds of thousands of dollars to people in need, especially financially strapped young basketball players and their families in the 1980s and 90s. Eventually, that became, shall we say, problematic. He was father and fanatic, hustler and husband. Anyone who knew my father only through his involvement as the key figure in the University of Michigan men's basketball investigation of the 1990s may have some other names for him. There were strong opinions about Superbooster Ed Martin, the man at the epicenter of the fall of the Fab Five, which some have labeled one of the biggest sports scandals of the 20th century. As for me, I knew him as Dad. He was my mentor, my role model, my supporter, my friend. Did I love him? I spent 15 months in prison to protect him and his secrets. He shouldn't be laid out in that casket. Not now. Not yet. That's not to say I thought he was Superman. Like the old folks say, we all got to go sometime. But just days before, I was talking to him in his room at Henry Ford Hospital, and he seemed fine. He was sedated, maybe a little pissed off about having to be in the hospital, but fine. For weeks, he had been suffering with a pain in his leg and hadn't given it much thought. However, when the pain became excruciating, my Aunt Lillian drove him to Henry Ford on West Grand Boulevard. He was quickly admitted. The diagnosis was a blood clot in his leg. It was being treated with medication. When I saw him in the hospital, Dad was his usual chatty, charismatic self.
Carl,
he said,
when I get out of here, remind me I've got to see so-and-so. Son, make sure you...